Hello and welcome to the Jonathan Bell Show. This is a show documenting my journey after quitting my 9-to-5 job to pursue a career being a creative. Thank you for tuning in.
What's up, folks? Welcome to another episode of the Jonathan Bell Show, and have a segment called Behind the Mic today. It's pretty much learning about somebody other than you. And today on the phone, we have Ruby Marshall. Ruby, how are you doing?
So good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Now, Ruby, we met on Instagram. We met through Instagram. I don't even know how many years ago it was now, but let everybody know what it is that you do.
So I'm primarily a model, and I do set work and styling and makeup for other models as well. I work with Envious Magazine, that's a local magazine to the state of Washington, and I'm also a musician. So lots of different hats.
That is a lot. And which one of those things came first? Did you love music first, or were you a model beforehand, or did you always were a writer?
Music came first because just of piano lessons as a kid, and then I started becoming more involved in bands and touring, and that kind of got me into being on the stage and in the public eye. Then through just regular schooling, I learned that I loved writing and creative writing, and that led me more into lyric writing and poems, which helps with the music. And as a result of being in bands and dressing other bands up or like styling other bands, modeling came after, because I had all those skills, and I thought it would be fun to like try to start doing that for myself. So I joined in some competitions, and it kind of grew from there. So they've all been hand in hand as I've grown as a human being.
Well, that's pretty awesome. I didn't know that music was that deep rooted in your life. So you are, how do you find time to balance all this stuff out?
I try to do as many multiple things as possible. So if it's an event that involves more than one of the qualities that I can bring to the table. So for instance, one of the bands that I'm in, I also style them and I make sure the photo shoots go well, and I'm in the band. So with that, that covers three of my different talents. And then with Envious Magazine, I style, makeup, model, and write for that. So I try to combine as many things into one as I can, which cuts down on the time that it takes rather than being scattered all over the place.
And how do you keep from not being so overwhelmed with everything?
I try to meditation, therapy are two great things. Drinking lots of tea, making sure that I stay healthy, working out. But overall, I do love and enjoy every single one of these talents, I guess, that I have. So I try to maintain a good balance between all of them, so I'm not doing just one thing at the whole month. So I schedule out during the month to make sure that I'm doing at least one of these tasks, so I'm not overwhelmed with just makeup or just music, and I'm making sure to exercise each one of them in an even way.
So what are some of the challenges you face, since because you started writing for and working for Envious like recently, right? So what are some of the challenges that you face by adding on that other hat?
Deadlines are definitely more challenging, because when it's just me and I'm accountable for myself, I I'm allowed to move deadlines, but when I'm working with the magazine and certain things have to come out for an issue, I have to make sure that the content that I'm creating for them is coming out on time. So I think the deadlines they're very important because it helps me regulate what I'm doing that month, but also it can be a little bit more challenging because it does make that task more of a priority than others.
Okay. I mean, that does make sense. And I started writing for this website called Comic Book Debate, but with me, when I write stuff, it's really sporadic. And I pretty much had to tell them the other day, like, hey, I can't, like, I'll give you stuff when I give it to you, pretty much. And they were cool with that, which was nice of them. But I mean, yeah, deadlines with myself. And so I totally get that. And I'm sure people can too, that when it's you, it's easy to just be like, but when it's like for something else, you're like, I can't
really. Right. Well, the deadline, when it's with you, slack on it a little bit more, and you don't have to hold yourself as accountable, which can be a blessing and a curse. So, I think it's good to have deadlines because then that gives me kind of an outline of what absolutely has to get done and forces me to use the rest of my time more wisely.
Well, that makes sense. So, do you use like a planner or like an app to keep time management going strong?
I have all the planners. I have an actual planner, a paper planner, and I have all the events on my phone. And then every Sunday, I pull out a piece of paper and I write down the days of the week and the tasks underneath. So I have like a whole bunch of different reminders all over the place.
Oh, dang. So what are some of your aspirations going into, before the next decade? I guess I should say the last 5 or 6 months out of this year, or some things that you want to hope to accomplish with either one of your hats that you wear?
I'm definitely building more of a portfolio with the makeup, and I'd like to get better at that. I'll be reaching out to local models and photographers to just do some trade shoots to get that rolling. Even though I know that I can do it and other people know that I can do it, I'd like to be a little bit more of a influence on social media. So I'm spending more time building that. And then with the music, I'm working on figuring out where I want to record my album because I have enough songs for a new album, but I think I'm going to go down to LA. So I have to figure out what studio I want to use and figure out the musicians from the area that will work with me. So those are the two high priorities going into, 2020. it's just building the portfolio with the stylizing and the makeup side of what I do, and also figuring out the next steps for my personal album.
Dang. Well, look at you go.
Yeah, it's a lot. But
and okay, so for... And I know you can. And so for people that are pretty much like in the same boat as you, I mean, I don't know how many people are juggling that many things, but, you know, obviously we all have, you know, our social media, and for people that want to like build something out of themselves, what are some of your tips for social media?
Consistency is definitely the biggest. And then sharing, I know that one of the things that held me back for a while was sharing the real me. Like, I have a lot of professional photos, and those are great. Like, it showcases my stylistic abilities and makeup and the people that I work with. But it gets pretty boring after a while when you're following somebody that just posts posed pictures, as it would seem. But I've been getting a lot better at talking to people in my stories and showing them my day-to-day or behind the scenes, and people are a lot more interested in that. So I would say consistently posting, but also sharing a little bit more of a what would seem a vulnerable side of you, or the behind the scenes, what your closet looks like, or what coffee you drink in the morning, or what was your biggest struggle today, or even just talking about, oh, traffic was crap. It's just making you feel like a real person rather than a manufactured person, because you are a real person, but sometimes your Instagram doesn't portray that exactly.
Yeah, I mean, that does make sense. And I think when Instagram first came out, you know, it was, and like social media in general, people wanted to see, like, you know, the very, very, very glam posed, you know, beautiful girls all the time, this and that. But then as a lot more people started doing the same thing, and that's where I have to agree with you more, is that they kind of want to learn about you individually as a person, as opposed to just like, you know, if I follow like 1,000 models and all I scroll down and see like 1,000 pictures of a girl in a swimsuit, you know, eventually it'd be like, well, it'd be nice to see, like you said, in their stories about like, oh, well, I wonder what they're doing today, or, you know, if they, right. own, you know, so it just makes it a little bit more like personable also. But then yeah. you being a model and a female, you know, some people are just going to go do that, and then they're going to get like a bunch of like, I guess you could say, creepy messages and stuff. So how do you, like, what is the balance between that, or like, how do you balance that out?
Definitely have to have a bit of a tougher skin when it comes to putting yourself out there. It's a lot easier to hide behind your professional photos. I mean, even there's a few people that will message me, "Ooh, BB, nice toes," or something like that. And it's weird, but you don't have to engage in that. And when it comes to the direct messages, I have mine. Unless I follow you back, you can't message me. So I have a little protective block on that. But I do go through the feed sometimes just to see if there was somebody that I do want to work with. You just have to have a tougher skin. That's definitely the way about it. Because if you're going to put yourself out there more, if you're being, whether you're like a painter, a musician, a model, and whatever you're creating, your original content, it comes from a very personal space. So you're putting it out there for people to judge it and enjoy it. But people hide behind the internet, you know, when they want to judge you. So don't take things personally and continue to move forward, because even when people are being judgmental or mean to you, they're still noticing you and they're still driving your follower count up. So it's a win for you either way.
That makes sense. I remember reading that comment of that guy that was like, you talking about your feet or your toes or something.
The feet, yeah.
<See that>? Yeah, like, yeah. Damn girl, nice toes. And like, out of the whole yeah. picture, I don't know how he.
My favorite. It happens every once in a while. Same guy.
Oh, that's hilarious. All right, and let's see. Lastly, I want to ask you, I'm not going to ask you that lastly. So you talked about what you do to stay not overwhelmed and everything, but also wanted to, since I found you or through Instagram, like, and you were primarily doing modeling before everything else, for the people that are into modeling and you are in a fairly big city, what are some of your tips for models, and I guess photographers too, since you work with a lot of them, for people that might want to start out, like branching out, trying to take or get their photos taken for modeling?
Start and find groups. Facebook is a great source of that. There are open shoots and photography trade groups that are on Facebook. So look for that in your community. When I look for a place that I like, when I went to Colorado to see my family, I looked up the city and I looked up the city name trade shoot or trade group or models or something along those lines. And you'll always find a group in the city or area that you're looking for. And just, hey, I'm a new model or I'm trying this out. And this is, if you have photos, that's great. Any kind of photos, if this is what I look like, this is what I'm looking to shoot, and start working with the people that respond to you. Try to get as many collaborations as you can. So if you can get a stylist a makeup artist and a photographer for one photo shoot, that's great. But also know that you're going to probably need to come up with the theme, so you can't just jump into it and expect everybody to do something else for you. You got to sort of be the leader on that if you're going to be pursuing modeling. So when I started off with trade shoots, I would say, this is the theme, here's a mood board, this is what I'm looking for in a photographer, this is what I'm looking for in a makeup artist, and this is what I'm looking for in a stylist, and be very direct, because you are responsible for what gets put out in a sense. Like, obviously you can't control everything if the photographer is doing the editing and all of that, but you really do have to take the reins on what your image is portrayed as afterwards. Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll just piggyback off of you. And that's probably one of the reasons why I only shoot myself and I don't shoot other people, because I, like, when I first moved to Seattle, oh my gosh, what is they calling me for? Hello? Well, I don't know what that was for, but hey. Anyway, like, when I first moved to Seattle, I started joining all these TFP groups, which, for you that don't know, it stands for Trade for Print, trying to get myself out there as a photographer and everything. And I would meet people to shoot. And then, you know, it's just, it's funny how a lot of times the models will lie to me too and tell me that they have experience, you know, but then the minute I pull out my camera and I point it at them, they look like a deer with, you know, cotton headlights. So that's one thing that was like, you know, you know, and that happened, I could say, like, frequently more than often.
Yeah.
You know, so that, that was just one aspect of it. And then the other aspect too is how, you know, even if they did know what they were doing, they would always like, well, what do you want to do? And you know, you're the photographer. And I'm like, well, you know, I am the photographer, but you approached me to take photos of you. So what do you want to be, or how do you want to actually be shot? You know, a lot of them, they just couldn't tell you that. So, and then on the other side of that, like when I wear my Superman suit, and this is another reason why I usually shoot myself, is because when I do have people wanting to take photos of me, and you know how photographers are, a lot of them like, you know, I'm the photographer. So I'll just be like, okay, fine, you be the photographer. And then I'll just, you know, wait for their direction, and they'll just be like, I don't know, just do something Superman would do. Or just, I'm like, oh my gosh. So this is like, you know, when I'm the model, yeah. I'm like, and you know, I don't want to be that type of person that's like trying to tell everybody what to do all the time, you know, because I get it, as a photographer, you want to have your creative control. So that's why I'm just like, you know what, I'm just going to just do self-portraits all the time. I'll just figure it out myself. But yeah, anyway.
Yeah, and you're doing great. And there's a model I follow on Instagram. She does all her own self-portraits, and it's awesome. There are things that, I have to do that too, but there are certain things that in a Photoshop fantasy scene or something, I don't know how to do that, so I need help. But I did start becoming a lot more asking more questions when people would say, oh, I want to work with you. I've done this, I've done that. But I'd be like, well, show me your work. Also, what do you consider yourself better in as far as photography? If I was talking to a photographer, like, what are your aesthetics? What do you prefer to shoot? And if it wasn't along the lines of what I was looking for, I would say, thank you, that's not what I'm looking for this. Would love to work with you on another project. You know, you just have to be, don't be shy about saying no thanks. And that's, I think, another thing that people think, oh, well, I'm not professional enough, or I don't have a big enough portfolio, so I can't say no because I'm not good enough. But if you're trying to portray yourself in a certain manner, or you're trying to produce a certain look in a photo, you have to be specific, and that's okay. You're looking out for your best interest, and you're trying to create a certain aesthetic. And if people can't do that for you, that want to work with you, then you need to either learn it yourself, like what you did, or find somebody else.
Yeah. And I totally agree with you on that. I mean, because people are like, well, it's free, so I probably shouldn't say no. But then, and this has happened to friends of mine too, then they get their photos back and they're like, I don't even want to post any of these. And I'm like, well, you probably knew you shouldn't have done that in the first place. But, you know, it's, even though they are free and like those trade for print groups, and, you know, it's one thing if you want to help somebody out and help them like become a better photographer, or if you want to help somebody like practice modeling. But if you go on these groups with a very specific intent, then like you said, it's okay to turn photographers down or models down if it's not exactly what you're looking for.
Okay. Yeah. And it's good to practice that early on, because you're going to get people who say, no matter at what point you are in your career, that you're not good enough and you ain't shit, whatever. Like, I can't be saying no to people, but that's just a projection, and you need to get a tough skin and get over that as soon as possible, because that's going to continue to happen throughout your career. So, but also trade shoots are really great to meet other people, other models, other photographers. And sometimes there's group shoots, which I don't do anymore because I find them a little bit chaotic. But when I started off, I would go to group shoots primarily for networking purposes, and it was great. I met a lot of people through that who I ended up working with at a different situation. So, yeah, just submerge yourself in the community, find those groups, find those people, and ask all the questions.
That makes total sense. Well, Ruby, and lastly, I want to ask you, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me on Instagram at Ruby Marshall Official, and that is also my Facebook and my website. So rubymarshallofficial.com or Facebook/Ruby Marshall Official, and Instagram is Ruby Marshall Official. So it's all the same.
Awesome.
Also, well, my email, rubymarshallofficial@gmail.com.
You got it all streamlined out.
Yeah, so I don't have to remember a whole bunch of things. It was mostly for me, but then later I found out it was easier for everybody else too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it does help. Well, Rube, thank you so much for coming on and sharing a bit of your life with everyone and your tips and pointers. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me, and hopefully I'll see you when I'm over in your neck of the woods.
Well, let's see. Yeah, hopefully it's not going to be 150 degrees.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, thanks, Rubes. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Talk to you soon.
All righty. Bye. And that was Ruby Marshall. You could check her out online, Ruby Marshall Official. Look her up on all the social medias. Once again, thank you for tuning in and learning about somebody different, and I'll see you in the next episode.